This is the Pretty Badass Kelly Klein, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
You're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio, featuring the Interactive Interview, courtesy of WrestlingEpicenter.com.
Hi, everyone. Kelly, are you on the line?
I am.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you again, everyone, for staying on and being patient. So once
again,
I'd like to introduce Wilmer Von der Star. Kelly Klein will be one of three combatants that will challenge current Women of Honor World Champion Sumi Sakai in a four-corner survival match. The week is limited to one question because we are, Kelly was in the middle of something that came up at the last minute, but broke away for the call. So let's get rolling. First call, or first question is from Jim Barcelone. I'm acting as his dad. Do you prepare any differently for this matchup being a four-way instead of a one-on-one battle? And what do you think the state of women's wrestling today, and how has it evolved the past 5 years?
In a way, I prepare the same way, just studying and becoming familiar with my opponent's style, approaches, and also their state of mind. But I also have to keep in mind that while I can be aware of all of those things, the dynamic changes when I have to kind of keep my head on a swivel and be aware of everyone around me. I think I focus more on people's state of mind in a situation like this because I have to figure out who I can sort of rely on to work together or not at any given point until we get, you know, down to it. And then it's really every woman for herself. But at the beginning, I have to kind of figure out who, you know, who I may be able to utilize. And then as far as the state of women's wrestling, I think it has been evolving really for a long time, for well over 20 years before anybody even really realized it. There have been a lot of women like Jazz, Medusa, Trish, even back to June Byers and Lorraine Johnson, women who've been working really hard and making it possible for the women today to just keep working for more of a foothold and, you know, getting more exposure and more recognition so that we can show more people what we are capable of.
Okay, fantastic. All right, let's go to our folks on the call. Alexandra Robertson from Slam Wrestling. Go ahead, Alexandra.
Great. Okay, so I spoke to Madison Rain about a week ago, and I was discussing this match with her, and she actually said you guys do have quite the history together, but she also said that you may not know that she's changed a lot in the ring, and she's been doing her homework on you, but she's not sure if you've been doing your homework on her, so I'd like to know how you'd respond to that.
Well, I would say that if I hadn't, she shouldn't have said anything, because if I hadn't already, I definitely would now. We definitely have a history. We started around the same time in the same region, and she's right. We worked together a lot a long time ago and, you know, came across each other many times, and both of us were different people and different athletes at that time. So the dynamic between the two of us is going to be totally different. And this is now a situation that she and I have never been in together, where, you know, I have a chip on my shoulder and I have something to point toward, something to prove towards Sumi. But I also realize that a lot of people are looking at Madison Rain as the future Women of Honor champion, and I know that, you know, she may be thinking that too. So I have to realize that she's going to be coming in with that confidence, and I have to come in with more confidence knowing that I am the future Women of Honor champion.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next, Bill Pritchard from WrestleZone. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Kelly, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So the Women of Honor Championship was announced almost a year ago to the day. And Sumi beat you in the tournament. So can you comment on where you feel like you've improved most since then? And if you're successful this weekend, what the Women of Honor division is going to look like with you as a champion going into a new year?
I think that when I faced Sumi, I took a lot for granted because I had beaten her before and because I had beaten a lot of really, really wonderful, challenging competitors. And, you know, that was something where, you know, maybe I just, because I already looked at myself as the winner, I didn't look at myself as knowing that I was going to win. I sort of, in a way, rested on my laurels maybe a little too much and didn't stay as focused or didn't take her as seriously at certain times. And so now, even in some of my more recent matches, you can see where I, you know, I may take it a little more seriously if I feel like somebody is starting to get a little bit of traction against me. I react more quickly. I don't wait it out or laugh it off. I start to change gears more immediately. With me as the champion, you know, I'm still going to be the gatekeeper, but I'm going to be in a position where not only do I have the ability to force people to prove themselves just to be in Women of Honor, but I'm going to be the keeper of the championship and the face of the division and really try to make a point to make sure that only people who truly deserve it and work for it and earn it appear in that division and appear in the ring with me. And certainly only those people would ever have an opportunity to challenge for the title.
All right. And if you're able to impartially look at Sumi's title reign, is there anywhere you think she could improve on an already impressive reign, 245 days plus?
Well, it would have been improved had she granted me a rematch a little sooner. That would have made her look a little bit stronger, I'm sure. Also, it would have shortened her reign as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next, Jason Paul from ProWrestling.net. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, hey, Kelly. Do you expect Women of Honor to play a bigger part on ROH TV and pay-per-view in 2019, or is it going to be kind of similar to the way it's worked out in 2018?
Well, in 2018, it did increase, and we have been, over the last couple of years, if you really look back even further, we've made improvements as far as the exposure and the opportunities we've had on the TV shows, on the streaming events, on the pay-per-views. So I really expect that to continue to improve. And I know that there are a lot of different variables at play and a lot of people that are working on all of those things to help make that possible.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Next is James Walsh from Wrestling Epicenter. Go ahead, James.
Hi, Kelly. It's great to talk to you again. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, James?
Doing good. Doing good. So when we last spoke, there was no Women of Honor title, and we kind of theorized that your, at the time, undefeated streak was kind of like the Women of Honor title. When you did not win the championship, when you didn't win the tournament, how much of a disappointment was it? And what will winning the title mean to you, literally and figuratively being the Women of Honor champion?
That was a huge disappointment. And I keep seeing these video packages with just the look on my face immediately after Sumi was announced the champion. And you can see this absolute dismay. And I remember just being just really disappointed in myself. And I look at this as an opportunity to just rectify that and to do better. I let myself down, and I now have the opportunity to make that right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Next, Chris Featherstone from Pancakes and Power Slams. Go ahead, Chris.
Kelly, how's it going today?
Great. How are you?
Good. I was just seeing if it was different than the last person I asked you like 3 minutes ago. So I'm glad you're still doing okay.
Yeah, nobody asked me anything horrible since then, so still good.
Yeah, that's good to know. So, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, you're at the spot that you are now. And the last time we talked was here at the Ring of Honor show in Columbus about a year ago. And since then, you've acquired over 530-day undefeated streak. Of course, Karen Q put a blip on that because of a count-out victory, but how does that fare with the likes of like Asuka and Bill Goldberg? You know, they get so much notoriety and publicity for their undefeated streaks, but what about Kelly Klein?
Well, you know, people, I don't know. I mean, what about Kelly Klein? People know, people know what I'm about. And, you know, even just asking that question, you're putting me in really good company.
Yeah.
Those are people who are absolutely tenacious and determined and absolutely focused, and that is, you know, that's what I'm about. That's when, you know, some people have had negative things to say about me and my approach, but at the end of the day, I always have one goal and one focus, just as everyone should. And really, to me, anyone who doesn't get in the ring every time with that amount of focus, you know, they're the ones that are doing something wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good, Kelly. Don't tell nobody, but I'm pulling for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, and our final question for Kelly is from Nick Hausman from Wrestling Inc. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
I wanted to – yeah, no problem. I wanted to ask you, there's a lot of noise being made about the comings and goings of the men in Ring of Honor going into 2019. What's your finger on the pulse like about the women you'd like to see coming into the company? And do you wish you heard more noise about the moves being made for Women of Honor going into 2019, like the male side of the equation?
You know, I think that we're hearing more about the men just because it was a more established roster. And if you look at Women of Honor, because it's still really so new, our roster has really just recently felt sort of steady and solid. But we were, you know, going through just a revolving door of women, you know, trying their hand at, you know, what it would be like and how they could do in our division. So I think we're still just in that growing and evolving phase where we are going to continue to make changes and bring in new people. And there are so many women who are wrestling around the world. And then so many women who are just, you know, showing up now who are in training or just finishing training. And, you know, we're still seeing new names and new faces. So that's going to be something that continues, especially as our division continues to grow. In the men's division, there's sort of give or take a set number of people on the roster, but ours is still growing. So that's just going to continue to change and grow and evolve. And I just can't wait to see all of the women that, you know, come out and give it their best shot. I think that we are all in a position where we are having to step up our own games and we're, you know, pushing each other to step up everyone's game. And that just can only make everyone better.
Is there one name out there, though, that you'd like to see added to the Women of Honor roster that you'd like to share some space with in 2019?
Well, I have said that one of the first women I ever saw wrestle was Madison Eagles, and she was somebody that really inspired me before I ever got to start training. And I have met her and been on events with her, but I have never gotten to actually be in the ring with her. I think I was even in a gauntlet match with her, but we were in the ring at the same time. So, that would be somebody that would be really awesome to work with. And then someone I mentioned earlier, Jazz, I would love to get in the ring with Jazz. That was someone who I always wanted to work with years ago. And then she, you know, sort of stepped back for a while. And I thought that I wasn't going to have the opportunity again, but she has now, you know, become not active, but she is like killing it. And that is exactly the type of person
who I want to see, somebody who innovated wrestling. And then at that time and at this time, you know, she doesn't care about what people think wrestling or wrestlers are supposed to look like or be like or act like. She is so unapologetically herself, and no one can be like her. And I really respect and admire that. So that is somebody who I would love to share a ring with, whether we were opponents or partners. I will take whatever I can get.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Kelly. Best luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kelly, for breaking away again. I know something came up the last minute, but you still trooper and got in here. So I'm sure we all appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Media call for today. Again, Final Battle airs live from New York City this Friday, December 14th, at the new start time of 8 p.m. Eastern on traditional pay-per-view providers, free for Honor Club VIP, and at a 50% discount for Honor Club Standard. And, of course, on Fight TV, visit ROHWrestling.com or the ROH app for more information. Doors will open to the historic Hammerstein Ballroom this Friday at 6 p.m. local time, as fans will be treated to exclusive meet and greets with the top stars of Ring of Honor. And don't forget the following night, Saturday, December 16th, Ring of Honor will present Final Battle Fallout, which is an international TV taping at the historic 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. What better city for Ring of Honor to put an exclamation point on its biggest event of the year than the city of brotherly love? There are still a few tickets left for this international TV taping, and fans can get theirs now at rohtickets.com. So thank you all for participating, your patience, great questions, and we look forward to the next one.